It's you for the morning, followed by midday afternoon scattered showers or thunderstorms with one or two heavy downpour, close to 90 again, rain-cooled areas. Thursday, Friday, 60% chances of showers and thunderstorms the midday and afternoon hours. Morning low 70s to 80, the afternoon high temperatures of 90 to low 90s. Quiet in the tropics. Ralph Sand at the Harbor Center, Slidell. Saturday, July 30th and Sunday, July 31st. See thousands of handguns, rifles, and shotguns, plus knives, personal protection items, and ammunition. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10 to Oak Harbor, exit 261. Saturday, July 30th, 9 to 5. Sunday, July 31st, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Well, 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 well. Starting to see the wisdom in the accusations placed against Fauci and the COVID-19 and Admiral Allen, who is tied to Klaus Schwab. I don't know if I haven't explained it well enough. The WEF, World Economic Forum, that is a constitutional monarchy. We are not. We are a republic, a democratic republic, where the democratic institutions are married with the republican institutions. We used to have the democratic and Republican parties married as one. They have been separated, so they're two separate parties now, posed against each other. But the Democratic Party is, you know, God forbid, it's communist. You see the actions, like three attempts to try to impeach, and I guess he's still in power because they're still trying. There must be something to that because impeachment is used to get somebody out of office. It's not even necessarily used to get to keep them out of office. It's for a point in time, similar to, I see a lot of parallels in my own prosecution to Trump's prosecution, where they made up the charges. They can only see in the Merchant Marine, they can only come after you for 33 CFR USC, which is navigation, the title US code entitled navigation, and it's against the license. It's against the license for an act of incompetence. It means at a certain time and a certain date, you did something specifically that they are charging you is an act of incompetence. I was cleared for all these vessels that I went on by a doctor. So I don't know what the Coast Guard is saying. I know they're pulling like Kafka, trying to declare me medically and mentally incompetent and do it years after the fact and take a psych exam, which I never took because I found out that the doctor they were using in San Diego, the state doctor, California state doctor, who worked at the courthouse, was being used as a means of cover up. They were trying to cover up the SS Comet, which AAA, the police officer, the military maritime police officer. Well, let's get into that a little bit. I was a merchant marine maritime officer, a civilian, and I had a federal branch of military. It's not supposed to be. You need to listen to this, and you need to, if you're in the Coast Guard, you need to fight it. They're saying that the Coast Guard is a branch of military. It is not. The Coast Guard formed in 1915 in the middle of World War One, or at the beginning of World War One, 1915. And it was formed as a, with a, you know, it took the peace flag, and it was a maritime civil service police force and regulatory force that has been trying to turn itself into a branch of military ever since. It's so much so that in World War II, a continuation of its efforts, it was forced out of the Department of Defense. It was brought in because what it had been doing for 30 years, since 1915, and where the Coast Guard was pushed out into Title 14, it came under Title 14, the Department of Commerce. The Department of Transportation was finally formed for it, and it was placed under Title 5, which is Administrative Procedure Act, the Federal Administrative Procedure Act. This is how dangerous the Federal Administrative Procedure Act is, where one branch of government is carrying on all of the three great powers. It has been subverted, corrupted by the World Economic Forum, by people reaching into our government. They've been doing this since our inception. They have played, and that's what I'm trying to get people to wake up to, is the World Economic Forum is tied to all this corruption. It will not go away until we make it. We need to stand up to it and ensure that it doesn't go the way of Germany. It's what they're trying to do, is place us on the same threshold that Nazi Germany was on. And we have Nazis in our government. Admiral Allen is married to Pamela Hess III. Pamela Hess is a Hessian, just like in our Revolutionary War. The Hessians were brought over to confront the Patriots, the American colonies, the Patriots. We'll be back. 504-556-9696.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Did the winter weather leave your windows looking gloomy? Let the summer sun glisten on your freshly washed windows. Call Window Genie, where we have a streak-free guarantee, at 504-264-5811 on the South Shore and 985-826-4200 for the North Shore office.
I'm Jean McCleskey.
And I'm Steve Espinosa. We are your local Window Genie owners.
Window Genie, where we do windows and a whole lot more.
We'll be right back.
that's the coming back music. The Council on Foreign Relations started in 1921. It was started shortly after the, in 1919, the Royal Institute for International Affairs. It is a royal institute for international affairs. You can trace the growth of power as we have become an empire rather than a republic. A republic that believes in the separation of powers, the Article 1 legislature that makes the laws, the Article 2 executive branch that enforces the law, and the Article 3 judiciary that cleans up after all the mess. And you can look to assistance from in a situation like this. But I have, as a maritime officer, I have been in court for 14 years trying to defend myself. But the Council on Foreign Relations is a British aristocratic royal organization. They should have to file as foreign agents, each and all of them. They created the Davos or the Bilderberg in the 1950s or so. And the Council on Foreign Relations was formed 1970 or 71. And now the latest is the World Economic Forum and its Young Global Leader Program. You may have heard of this. And I don't understand. There's people that are out there fighting this, but they don't know what they're fighting. This one lady who I've talked to, she is organizing and raising funds and about the election, and she's into Dinesh D'Souza, who I feel is somewhat conflicted. You know, I guess there's you know, Dinesh, to give him a break and give him credit where credit is due. Some people are seeing it as internal corruption, when I see it clearly as the Crown has placed people within our government generations ago. They've sponsored them to come to America, to immigrate to America. And that's what's so scary about what's going on with immigration and more, and how they are unregistered or undocumented, because they really, like Obama, former resident Obama, much was said about his birth certificate. And, well, and we've had Arnold Schwarzenegger out here in California, who was an Austrian citizen when he was governor of California. Germany has taken over. You can't deny it with what's going on. if you're German and you're a good German and you love America and you love American ideals and ways, then you need to stand up and fight. There were a lot of our colonists were German. They stood against the Hessians and others from Germany who were working for the crown. The difference is the ideal. They believe in there's only one and everybody works for them, a king or a queen. And here in a republic, everybody works for it. And that's why, you know, so much is being said and done. The FBI, how corrupt it is. The CIA, how corrupt it is. Alan Dulles, John Dulles, John Foster Dulles. But we've had the Left Behind series, so to speak, to steal off of that concept of the those who are left behind in the end times are actually royalists who believe in royalism. They believe that it is a better way of life. That is what the World Economic Forum is, and you, where you will own nothing and you will be happy because you are so medicated scientifically, electronically, where they, you know, Facebook and YouTube and you know, I can't really, although they have tried to carry on, you know, placing algorithms within YouTube and more, I can't fault YouTube as much. You can fault the content. BitChute, I kind of like. But the World Economic Forum is a globalist, corporatist monarchy that will kill us. They want to do us all in. That's what I've been trying to bring to you over the last 20 years or so. I've not taken a dime in donations. I could use some help to stay alive, survive, keep doing what I'm doing. We'll be back. 504-556-9696.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
God, guts, glory, and guns. They're what makes America great. Tune in to WGSO at 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Holy and patriotic jambalaya with the flaming...
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Federal money flows into Louisiana to establish broadband internet service to some 66,000 homes and businesses in 50 parishes. Beneath Iyengar is director of the Office of Broadband Development and Connectivity. He says the money comes from the America Rescue Plan, and using it, they have a goal to eliminate the digital divide in Louisiana by 2029.
Push this money out as quickly as possible, work with everyone to ensure money gets to the right places, it's spent wisely.
See if your parish will benefit. Visit connect.la.gov. According to a survey by AAA, motorists are making significant changes in their driving habits to combat high gas prices. Louisiana AAA's Don Redmond says that's true, and these are the three behaviors that they're changing.
To drive less, combine errands, and they're also reduce shopping and dining out. And that's, of course, going to have a rippling effect throughout the rest of the economy.
Gas is in retreat. The statewide average for regular is now $3.92 a gallon, down 53 cents from a month ago. This is news from LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade. And she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Some things sound so good you can almost taste it. Like Bluebell strawberry lemonade ice cream. Delicious strawberry ice cream swirled with lemonade sherbet and sprinkled with lemon-flavored flakes. It's better than you can imagine.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6000. 7-6.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like...
I want to read something from a letter I got from a Rear Admiral U.S. Coast Guard, Assistant Commandant for Marine Safety, Security, and Environmental Protection, Paul J. Pluta, stated April 20th, 2003, but it was written before that because they brought charges against me. Concerning the handwritten note found on the bottom of the attached June 10th, 2002 letter addressed to you from Commander J.P. Cummings, U.S. Coast Guard Marine Safety Office, Los Angeles, Long Beach, we find that their investigation and determination concerning the issues of post-dating certificates of discharge and the Family Medical Leave Act are proper and correct. It's okay to post-date a U.S. federal discharge. It's what we receive for shipping out. You know, if you're on the ship for 30 days, it's a document that shows you're on the ship for 30 days. And what's supposed to be on the back of it, if you're fired for cause, it's supposed to be the written reason. And none of my discharges had that on them. But the discharges were being, you were convinced to sign them when you sign on. You're really signing off. You're not supposed to sign it till you're paid off. The captain has been made the shipping commissioner. We used to have real shipping commissioners that were Article III judges that were, you know, appointed by the local district court. What happened was the shipping commissioners were replaced by the Coast Guard with executive branch officers. And they then became means of enforcement for the executive branch rather than judicial officers who had a judicial temperament, who would generally find in favor of the merchant seaman or officer. We were bundled into with the crew, the shipping commissioners, where we had independent right under the Suits and Admiralty Act of 1965, Civil War, Vietnam War. Let me go to a caller real quick.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Eric?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm greatly blessed. But listen, I want to ask about something since you know about maritime and all. I recently heard that the British Nazi abortion warship is going to be stationed in the Gulf of Mexico and off the coast of East Coast.
You asked about that.
It's something about an international waters. Exactly how far out is international waters, Eric? I mean, in the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Pacific Ocean. How close are those devil warships going to be able to park and kill the babies?
It's different. It's 2 miles. It's 10 miles. It's 20 miles. There's different stuff for fishing. There's different stuff for pollution. There's different stuff for international law. I think international law is depends on the state, the nation state. I think it's 20 miles or as much as 50 miles. I think China is one who pushes 50 miles. Generally, it's about 20 miles. I might have to review the statutes on that, but and it's changed too a little bit over the years, but not too much. So we could have, you know.
I was kind of concerned about it because I want to know how far the enemy is going to be offshore. Well, this is not good. Schwab and Joe Soros and Bill Gates have something to do with this. They're going to fund it.
They had the IMO, which was involved in my situation, International Maritime Organization, which is run out of Britain. It's a kingdom. The British own and control the International Maritime Organization. This whole thing is run by the British with the help of the Italian, you know, if you don't believe in the Pope and all that, and
well,
realize
how something to do with it too, Eric. That's right. The Nazis have something to do with it too. They're part of a club, like a satanic evil club.
That's the if you look at what's happened with me and everything is tied to it, it's evil. It's evil.
It's a cult and it's satanic.
Yeah.
It's a cult and satanic. Death warships offshore. How desperate would it become to exterminate America?
Wait. The best way I can describe it is I wrote a whistleblower letter to Senator Feinstein. She's still in office. She's 92 years old or something. Why she's in office, God only knows. Well, we know why. She's trying to, you know, finish her reclamation of the of California and make sure that Gavin Newsom, who's tied to Getty Oil and the oil companies were Rockefeller is tied to Standard Oil of New Jersey had to be broken up. Hess and Mobil and Exxon are all part of it, and many of them British Petroleum, that's the British Iranian oil that was deeply involved in the reason we went to war in World War One and World War Two.
Well, I want to ask you about the Gulf of Mexico in another way. Didn't they shut down almost all the oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico, and they're trying to force us to buy oil from our enemies? I mean, have you heard about that? I mean, so many people have lost their jobs in the Gulf of Mexico.
Not only was the main pipeline shut down, that was to bring oil into through America that was being built, the I forgot the name of it, the pipeline that first thing in office Biden shut it down.
I forgot the name of it myself, tell you the truth.
Yeah, I can't think of it all. But wait. God,
sure.
You just talk over.
Sure, I'm sorry.
Over 100 or more smaller pipelines were also shut down the same time. I've been trying to say that this, you know, we have asymmetric warfare going on. This is a war. This is a battle. This is, you know, there's only one side fighting it, and we're not it. We're losing. Biden is, he's on the other side. He's on the British side. The Exxon Valdez, Exxon, was BP oil. BP and Shell, which is Royal Dutch Shell, own a majority stake of our Alaskan oil. They're pumping it out and taking it out of the country. You're making noise. I can't hear.
I'm still here. I can hear you.
No, but you're making noise. You're doing something on the everything it points to the corporation, which points to Nazi Germany, which they they lost the war, supposedly, or the battle of World War II, but they are now taking claim and winning the war, because this has been a continuation, the Cold War. Cheney, Rumsfeld, Bush were all working for the British Crown. If you want to blame it on the Germans, it's still a constitutional monarchy under the World Economic Forum and the Young Global Leader Program that is part and parcel to the Council on Foreign Relations. You have to, dig into what that is and what it's all about. BlackRock, I'm sure you have seen BlackRock in the news. It is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So why is this investment firm a member of the Council on Foreign Relations? Well, guess what? The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and you have to pay to be a member. We're going to break real quick here. What'd you call?
I'll hang on.
Okay. I can't get people to wake up enough. A republic is a very dirty, nasty thing. It shouldn't be. It's far different than a kingdom. And this kingdom wants you to bow your head and bend a knee to its ultimate rule under Lucifer, Baphomet. We'll be back.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child's scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all.
Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year.
Oh, man.
You can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address. All from the comfort of your home.
Okay.
Social Security's online services help put you...
All right, there is the... had a glitch there, something happened, I don't know what. And the 12-mile limit is the... standard accepted by most nations, and that is hotly contested. You still there, Cajun? Cajun, still there?
I'm here, but I can barely Cajun. Hear you.
I don't know what's going on with the mic. Okay, can you hear me? Cajun.
Yeah, I'm still Cajun. Here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you go ahead? What did you call for?
Yeah, listen, I just want to say that we need to,
defund the ship,
not the police and the military. Don't defund the police and the military. Defund the enemy.
No, defund the military, defund the police. That is part of the Build Back Better program, where they are trying to build something new, a communist, fascist dictatorship, of the World Economic Forum. Biden, you know, Klaus Schwab has not named Biden as one of those that he has infiltrated the cabinets of power, but it's clearly Biden. Look at who the members are. Lloyd Austin is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Merrick Garland is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Trying to think of, you know, who else. All of the members, cabinet members, Kamala Harris is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And you have to be careful of how these people get their membership.
I'm glad you brought up Dr. Fauci early on in the show, because this guy is a mad scientist doctor like you wouldn't believe. He knows what the vaccine is doing to everybody, and that's part of their operation.
He's worse than Mangala.
Exactly. He's a genocidal maniac. He's a satanic cyborg from hell, this guy. I call him one of the angels of death, along with Klaus Schwab and George Soros and Bill Gates, and now Joe Biden and Catastrophe Harris. Catastrophe Calamity Harris, you might say.
These people are as foreign to our shores, and they look like they're normal Americans. They have served in Congress for 50-some-odd years. They have served as public servants who are serving up mankind to the royalists. They're not globalists, they're royalists. They have gotten their money through royal measures. They are the power behind the throne. You know, there is whoever is president, and I'm not I'm advocating to return to constitutional rule. The Coast Guard should not be a branch of military in the Department of Homeland Security. It should be like it was before, a civil service in the Department of Transportation. You know,
Eric, all of this is insane. What's happening to us? We must have a new American Revolution. I'm telling you, we definitely need to be like our forefathers. We need to make America safe again, abortion free again.
But you need to get to these people who are raising funds about the stolen election. They think that now that Bush has and you see why Bush waited to declare he's running again, because it was unclear, and he knew the election was stolen from him.
They flipped the switch. They're using these machines that flip the switch. You know, if it's 70 to Trump and 30 for the other guy, they swap it around. Biden won 70-30.
And the vote boxes that were placed in, you should use a post office box, not these election boxes that are put out that are 24/7 that anybody can dump mail into.
Exactly. I saw part of that movie, 2,000 Mules, and I can tell you what, all of those people in there were just like all these Antifa activists out there. Their uniform, they were wearing masks and hoodies and gloves. They were dumping big, huge pallets of mail into the drop boxes. They threw that election.
People,
they stole it. America's a jewel.
Those people do not care about America or Americans. And they're lawless.
They're evil. God bless America, Eric. I'll talk to you on Thursday night. Amen. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. I don't know what to say. I could, if anybody wants to sponsor the show, you're more than welcome. I could really use the help. All right.
Sachmo Summerfest, presented by Chevron, is back this August 6th and August 7th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum at the Old U.S. Mint. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Sachmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Sachmo scholars. For more information, visit www.sachmosummerfest.org.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Now, every
Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Hot, chilly, we do it all. Call the experts at Stevens and schedule an appointment to tune up your HVAC. Stevens AC are local and trusted with a fantastic reputation for service. Count on them to keep you comfortable all four seasons, keeping you cool all summer long and warm those few winter months. Stevens offers maintenance contracts, new installations, and repairs so you never have to miss a moment of comfort. Call them at 504-962-3421 today.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.